Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newman. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Well, hi there, listeners. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment, and today's podcast is a subject we're often asked about and something that a subscriber of ours, Mark, gave me a call and wanted to have a conversation about how could he generate traffic to his new recruitment website that he was just having spruced up. So that's the subject of today's podcast. So let's get into it. So over the last 13 years or so, we've been helping clients to drive qualified and targeted traffic to the website. Those are obviously visitors. And over the last 5 years, specifically, we've been working with recruitment companies to do just that. Now, quite a lot has changed during that time, including what Google does and doesn't like. And of course, there's been the huge impact of social media, content marketing, and paid traffic. So first things first, it's important to remember this. Do you want traffic to your website, or do you want qualified clients and candidates? Because they are different. So when it comes to being successful online, traffic is one thing and conversion is most certainly another. So in other words, quality is what matters. And interestingly, we've been going through a new social media training program, and one of our fellow members sells tickets for a private jet. Now, he doesn't need to drive thousands of visitors to his website. He just needs qualified people that have the money and wherewithal to buy tickets on his small jet. And I'm sure you can catch our drift here. So it's a much better option to think about, how do I generate qualified traffic rather than how do I generate, you know, thousands and thousands of web browsers. So as I say, better to attract 500 qualified website visitors than 5,000 browsers, isn't it? So here endeth the lesson, and I'm going to get off my soapbox now and start talking to you about some of the ways to generate traffic. Now, the first thing is, it pays to be good looking. So we start with a foundational principle here. And when I was at school, there was a boy called Tony Malkovich. And he's what is referred to, this is old fashioned, I know, but a bit of a heartthrob. He was good looking, tall, dark, handsome. Rumour had it that he was having trials with MUFC. However, he definitely wasn't Georgie Best, so I've never seen him since. And he was never sure of female company. And for a 16-year-old boy, I would imagine that must have been like being in seventh heaven. Now, though you may or may not agree with this, Tony got his attention because of his looks. And trust me, it wasn't his wit, because I actually sat next to him in maths and a couple of other subjects as well. It's one of those facts in life that we can't get away from. And it's the fact that a significant percentage of human beings have a really strong visual preference, and they use it to make decisions about people, places, friends, where they might go, and companies that they might work with. Now, the latest data suggests that 40% of the population is visually preference. And my experience, having worked in corporate for a very long time, is the higher up an organisation that you go, the more visually preference managers seem to be. Now, Tony was looking, he was blessed with great genes from his family. Luckily, in business, what your website looks like has nothing to do with the genes that you might have. So it's relatively easy, if you've got cash in hand or backs or whatever, or credit card, to go and buy a website that will position you and brand you as the recruiter that you want to see. Now, the reason why looks matter. So picture the scene. Somebody stumbles, and I use the word loosely, across your website. It's outdated, it's old-fashioned, and unfortunately, and we can't stop this, we're human beings, they will judge you on what your website looks like, because they don't have any other criteria to judge you on. Yeah, they may have had a good conversation with you. You may think, well, hang on a minute here. This isn't looking too hot. And I remember a couple of years ago, we worked with somebody that actually wasn't a recruiter and super guy, but he had a terrible website. And we kept telling him to change it, and he couldn't understand why people were bouncing off his website. But that's another story. So people make a presumption about you and the service that you deliver and the service that your recruitment consultants deliver. So top tip, if you look at your website and think this isn't looking great, you need to do something about it. Just plain and simple. Okay, the good news is that by investing in your website, it's going to make you and your brand stand out. So if someone's visited it once and they like it, it looks good, it represents you, they start thinking, hang on a minute here, this organisation, this recruitment company will probably be able to find me the sort of job I'm looking for. Or as a client, it would be, well, this company is with it. They've got all the social stuff going on. They're going to be able to attract the Gen Y people that we want. Then that will make a huge difference to you, because remember, it's a real fact that people rarely buy on the first visit. And the majority of people say no. It's how we're wired. You know, we've had this conversation before in other podcasts. So what will happen is, people will come along to your website, they start to get an experience of you, and you start to get them into the process of knowing you, liking you, and then eventually trusting you so they can work with you. Now, and importantly, make it user-friendly, because some websites I go on, I'm not really quite sure where am I meant to click. I think particularly some of the very mobile-friendly websites now, they have all these different sort of links going off to the right-hand side, and because they're not quite as common, people don't know quite what to do. So make your navigation really, really straightforward. Like, click here if you're an employer, click here if you want a job, click here to download our free report, add your name and email address in here to get SMS texts from us. All those sorts of things, make it really, really simple so people know what they're doing and they can navigate around your website, because then they're going to come back and they're going to start getting into a dialogue and a conversation with you. Then, of course, the next thing is to make sure that you optimize your website pages for the search engines. Now, I'm not going to go into a huge thing about SEO. SEO has changed drastically in the last 4 to 5 years, so much so that we don't get involved in it anymore, because it's very, very complicated. Google is changing its algorithm all the time. A lot of search engine optimization is moving towards content and content marketing, which we're going to come on to. But one thing you need to do is you need to make sure, because if you imagine for Google, it's like your website is like a filing cabinet. So if you always use the analogy of a filing cabinet. And so you have a filing cabinet, or you have folders on your computer. And the way that you find them is you go and label them with logical things. So we have all our client folders in a particular bigger folder that says clients, and I go into it and they're all in alphabetical order and I can go and find them really easily. It's the same for Google, because if you are, we use an example, a construction recruiter, and if you are wanting to attract candidates, and I'm a candidate, say I'm an engineer and I'm tapping in construction recruiters in Manchester, there needs to be a sporting chance of that being on your web page for Google to at least deliver that web page to the person that is searching. So that's why it's really important to make sure that all your web pages, all of them, because every single page on your website can rank. Websites don't rank, web pages rank, that you have all the right keywords in the right places, and your web developer will be able to do that. And you know you really need them in three places. One, and there's that, hopefully there'll be an image with this podcast that you'll be able to see. So depending on whether you're on iTunes or on the Superfast Recruitment blog, if you just downloaded this from iTunes, zip over to the blog and you'll be able to see the image, and you can see actually where the key places are. So you need it in your title, and you need it in your description, and you'll see how this pans out. If you go and Google Superfast Recruitment, you'll see multiple links for us. But the top one, you'll see, and it'll bold out, it'll say Superfast Recruitment, marketing for recruitment companies, because we know those are keywords. And underneath there'll be a little bit of a description, there'll be a telephone number. And you can get your website people to put all of that in your website. It makes it so much easier then for Google to find you. Now, the other important thing, and we've talked about the psychology of influence so many times, is to have something known as a lead magnet, which does exactly what it says on the tin, magnetizes leads towards you, or something. It's also known as an ethical bribe. So that might be on CV tips, on interview tips, or whatever your clients or candidates, depending on who you want to attract. What's their big pain? What is it that they could really do with some help on? And this is called a lead magnet. We actually cover this in depth on the Dominate Your Sector program. So if you're interested in that, then do let us know and just send off an email to us or whatever, or Denise at superfastrecruitment.co.uk. But I digress. So that lead magnet, what happens is people come along, think, oh, that's really good. And what's great is you get their name and email address, and then you can start to market to them over time. And you start to build rapport with them, and they get to know about you, and then you can make offers to them. And they start to find out the sort of recruitment company that you are and what a difference that can make. So marketing to your email list is also a great way to drive traffic to your website. Now, I ran a webinar a couple of weeks ago, and in that webinar I talked about a three-stage process that we use, and one of which is to keep cycling people back to your website to go and read your blog content. You know, people like a little bit of reminder. You know, we are known for our content. So each week I send an email out, it goes out to people, and they then can go and have a look at the content. And while they're on there, they might just go and have a look at another page, or they might just, you know, fill in the contact form. So, you know, I've been reading your content, I'd like to get in contact with you. It's exactly the same for you guys as recruiters, because as recruitment business owners, because then people will, they're visiting your website, they might just even go and have a look at what job vacancies you've got, for the various clients that you're serving at the moment. And then they will get in contact with you because, you know, it just so happens, you know, opportunistically, they are now on your website having a browse around. Now, another thing really, really practical, not everybody does it, is share your website link wherever you can. Obviously, you want it in your email signature. And if you have an ethical bribe, it could be click here to download our free report on XYZ. So you could do that. The other thing to do is when you are connecting with people, say you're sending an in-mail on LinkedIn, then have your website address there as well. We always, if we're sending an in-mail to somebody, or we're just having a basic communication with somebody on LinkedIn, we will put our website address there, because people might just want to check you out. And if you've got a really good looking website and you've got all the other things that you're doing, they're going to go and check you out. And it's like free advertising for you and what you do. We actually have a sign up link in some of our emails, and we know that will generate a number of contacts for us each year, purely and simply by making sure that our email address is in front of lots of different people. Now, the next thing is content marketing, one of our favourites, obviously. I ran a webinar about this quite a few months ago now, around the power of content marketing. And as I mentioned earlier, web pages get ranked, not just websites. And there's some data on HubSpot, if you go and check it out, their great website, that says that, you know, you hit like a tipping point. If ever you've any read Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point, where he talks about suddenly everything sort of happens at once. You've been working, grafting, and suddenly it all seems to happen. It's the same with your website. And it's very easy to rack up those pages. And it's quite well known that when you get to it's around about 40 to 50 pages, the potential for your website traffic to double then, because there's so much content there. And Google then starts to see you as an authority, particularly if it's good content that you're sharing. So, you know, you are listening to this podcast, and hopefully you probably read this blog post as well. This is a long blog post, but it's stacked full of value. So Google, because I've done that, Google is going to send me more traffic, hopefully. And I know it always does from our links. But, you know, when we have good, well-structured content that's adding value, that will help to bring people to you. And remember, you think about referral. If you've got good candidates, they're going to go and tell their friends that, oh, you should go to such and such a recruiter because they've got loads of good content on the website. They're really, really helpful. The real authority in that sector. It's who you want to be going to. And the way that you do this through your content on your website will make a big difference for you. Now, it's all about social, isn't it? So can social media send traffic to your website? Absolutely. One of our clients has 30% of their traffic that comes through social, and that includes LinkedIn, obviously, includes Facebook, and it includes Twitter, and a little bit from Google Plus and some from YouTube too. And the rest of that, well, I think it's probably about 40% of the content comes from, I just have to get those figures right. Is it, 40% of the traffic from social channels and about 30% from their blog content. So that is the power of being social. And Google, you'll probably heard something called about social signals. Google is looking for I suppose ethical and presentable are you on the web? So do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a Twitter page? Do you use these as well? Is your content getting shared? And it picks all that up. So it helps to send you more traffic because think, oh, this is a really, really popular blog. I need to send more traffic this way. So social signals, really important. Don't think you can't sell on social because you can. So that's important. Then it's about, I always talk about sharing the love. What a lot of people do, we find, when we come and have a first conversation with them, is find that they might have half a dozen blog posts potentially on the website. And they haven't bothered to share those anywhere else. Now, I'm making the assumption here that it's good content. Some people just use their blog or news page for news about them. I'm sorry to disappoint you here. People really are not interested in you. They're interested in what you can do for them. So always remember that. It's fine if you have got some charity event and you're doing whatever. Yeah, people like that. But, really the majority of content on your blog should be helpful advice for your candidates and clients and talent if you want to attract it. But so that's important to start sharing things. Share it on LinkedIn, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, and do it more than once. Because as you know, I don't know if you've noticed on Facebook that sometimes you don't see all the posts. All my nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews are on Facebook. Well, only one of them, actually. Two of them, actually. Anyway, I digress. So and often I think, oh, I wonder what Jonathan's been up to. I've not heard from him for a while. I've not seen anything in my feed. And I'll go and have a look on his Facebook page and I've not got some of his posts. It's because Google has, Facebook has an algorithm and it decides what you see and what you don't see. So it's the same on LinkedIn. People don't always see your content. That's why it's so important to post at multiple different times and points during the day. And what saddens me sometimes is I see people sharing things and it's great to share content from famous people and whatever. Brilliant. But start sharing some of your own as well, because the whole point is to get people onto your website and off social media. So that's a tip that really, really is important to start using. Now, the other thing is fast traffic. If you want fast traffic, the easiest thing to do is to pay for it or borrow it from somebody, which is a subject maybe of another podcast, rather than go into that, because that's more of a complex thing to do. But one of the easiest things to do is pay for it. Just pay for some ads. Now, as an example, I talked about, the construction recruiter. So let's just say you head over to Google and you've got a keyword. You know people are searching. And I've used an example in this blog post. And I've used the example of construction recruitment agencies in Manchester. Now, roughly about 2,000, from the data I looked at this evening, as I'm recording this podcast, the data is about 2,900 people searching for that term. And if your ad's displayed and somebody clicks on it, then that's going to cost you probably about £1.40. Roughly. I'm saying that roughly because obviously the algorithm might change. If it really likes your ad, it could be less than that, could be slightly more. So let's use that figure. So for £140, you could probably get potentially 100 clicks onto your website. Now, these are targeted people. If they're targeted people, then there's more chance of converting. So, what if you spent 140 quid and you managed to get in a conversation with a couple of people and you managed to convert one of those? It's targeted traffic that you've bought, but it will work for you. There's other different things you can do around remarketing and retargeting, but we can talk about that another time. Now, the other place, of course, that you can advertise is Facebook. And Facebook is good because with Facebook, you can get really, really down to your targeting. So let's just say you're based in Manchester. I'm just using Manchester as an example. And you're looking for great, say, quantity surveyors or something like that around the Manchester area. And you know that there's a mix of male and female potential candidates that you have been able to place in the past. So with Facebook, what you can do is you set up a couple of ads. So let's just say that you know generally the people you are looking for are, let's just say they're in the sort of 30 plus age bracket. Now, I've used the example here of sort of 30 to 55. But so what you could do with Facebook is you could actually create an ad that is targeted to men that are 30 to 55 and they live around the Manchester area. And your advert could be shown to them. You could also do another ad that is shown to just women, and you could test them against one another. And so your ad will appear in front of those people. That's how targeted you can get with Facebook. So imagine that you do that, and that's pulling people onto your website straight away. So the question now is your head spinning? I suspect it might be, with all the possibility of things that you could do. And I've laid this out quite in quite a structured way, because if you implement a plan like this, it will bring results. You know, and it might differ slightly depending on your sector, depending on the age of your candidates and things like that. So if you need help in creating a plan like this or someone to bounce ideas off, let's have a conversation. And you may be listening to this on iTunes, so head over to the Superfast Recruitment blog and, you know, sign up for a call with one of us, and our fancy pants technology will slot you into our diary and we'll have a conversation. No charge. We'll have a conversation. We can see if we can help you, and we can also give you some ideas, no matter whether you decide to work with us or not, on how that might work for you. So this is Denise, and I'm recording this on a very, very wet day in the Lake District, and it's pitch black, and it's only the middle of the afternoon. So on that note, I'm going to head off and say bye for now.